Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there, if you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Mix, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. We are just one episode away from episode 200 of No Borders, No Race. But if I want to be honest here, this is actually technically the 200th No Borders, No Race podcast, as stupid me back in 2010 called the first episode a mere sneak preview and the second one episode one. So I really goofed on that. And if we're taking the old WMWM Salem radio show into consideration, this is actually episode 343. And 343 is a big number, but it's not a special number. I mean, doing 343 episodes of a show is something, but it lacks the importance of a, you know, true milestone. What I'm trying to say is, episodic numbers can be confusing, especially when you title them in Japanese like I do. You can blame the weeaboo I once was for doing that. And then again, I'm labeling the Shameless Tuesdays playlist as Livre, which is French for book. Which actually really doesn't make much sense, but I kinda wanted it to sound cool. What's the point I'm making? I don't think there is a point I'm making. It's just a means of killing some time before we enter the playlist. But for argument's sake, this is the real episode 199 for the podcast. Episode 200 will be next time. The pilot was episode 0, and the 143 radio shows I did back at WMWM Salem were version 1 of No Borders, No Race. Does that end the confusion? Because I really hope it does, at least for my sake. At any rate, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Today we're going to start a show off with a new song from The Oral Cigarettes. They just released a brand new album entitled Kisses and Kills, and from that record is Black Memory.
Ooh. されないよきっとその方が強いからめくなんてさ出口もないし終わりもないさ Washit 世の中に溢れ出す異常に価値のない不動もと関係ないきっとあなたの心でI'm not afraid to die.
From their album Color, that was Oreska Band with I My You Me Mine. Last November saw the band releasing their very first vinyl single entitled Groovin' Works Style, a collaboration with Jaje George. Now, in our last episode of No Borders, No Race, I shared my hopes and dreams for what could be announced at E3 2018, and I figured I'd revisit that with my thoughts on what came to be. But first off, here are the hopes and predictions that wound up coming true. Yeah, I really batted zero with that one. So let's take a look at what really happened. EA had probably a really awful press conference, as they made BioWare's next game Anthem look boring as hell, and they focused way too much time on a Command & Conquer mobile game that ripped out everything that made that franchise great. Microsoft actually surprised me with a plethora of big announcements. I couldn't give two shits about a new Halo or Gears of War, although that Funko Pop version of Gears looks funny as hell. No, the big surprises came with a new Battletoads finally being announced, along with reveals for Devil May Cry 5, the anime mashup Jump Force, and one game called Tunic that stars an adorable-looking fox that looks far better than that Super Lucky's Tale title or whatever it was called. They had also announced that Ninja Theory and Compulsion Games have joined the Microsoft family, which was a bit of a shocker. So, okay, I guess Microsoft did deliver what I asked for, something to make me glad I own their system. So maybe I can say I'm batting 0-1-0 or something like that. I'm batting 10%, like just under a percentile or something like that. Ubisoft delivered some goods with the next Trials game, the one series that I love, but also cuss most while playing. The new Donkey Kong mode for Mario plus Rabbids actually looks like fun, and Skull and Bones appears to be more what Sea of Thieves should have been. Hell, even Assassin's Creed Odyssey looks like a blast, and this is coming from someone who has kind of been avoiding the franchise since Unity came out years back. Okay, real talk. Sony, you kind of fucked up with your overall presentation, but your previews for The Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima, and Spider-Man all make me want to clamor for more of that. And speaking of Ghost of Tsushima, we're about to have, like, a samurai overload with that, Nioh 2, and From Software's Sekiro Shadows Die Twice all coming out rather soon. I mean, I'm not complaining. I love me some good samurai games. But man, there's a lot coming out in a very short period of time. Nintendo did a fine job with their announcements, with news that every Smash Brothers character ever will be in Ultimate, as well as the addition of Ridley from Metroid and the Inklings of Splatoon, although that was kind of revealed in the first trailer for Smash Brothers Ultimate way back when. But that was really the only big thing that Nintendo revealed, you know, besides the new Fire Emblem, but that's more of Phil the Issues Guys and Andrew from Wicked Anime's jam. One big winner of E3 once again was Devolver Digital, not only just for their announcements for My Friend Pedro and Metal Wolf Chaos XD. Now, they won because they gave zero fucks with their presser, parodying the hype that built around the event. And for selling that fake Bitcoin currency, I was going online and seeing that they were selling these little fake things for $100. And they knew it was a joke, they knew it was a parody, but people bought every single one of them. I don't get it. Like, is it parody? Is it satire now? What? Maybe I'm thinking too much about it, but in my honest opinion, the real winner of this year's E3 was Bethesda. Not only did you have Andrew WK coming out for Rage 2, which looks so fucking awesome, by the way, but they announced Doom Eternal, showed off the glory that is Fallout 76, and even gave their lackluster Prey reboot a couple new modes that make me actually want to give it a second chance. On top of that, before revealing Elder Scrolls 6 finally, they made a great jab themselves for having Skyrim release for everything, with the jokey trailer for Skyrim Alexa Edition with Keegan-Michael Key actually being real. So props to Bethesda for poking fun at itself while at the same time actually making the parody a reality. So all in all, some great announcements from E3 2018, but we'll have to see if the hype can stay the course for these next coming months. You know, up to the impending release of most of these titles, which I think the majority of them aren't coming out until 2019. The one thing for certain, we won't have to worry about a lack of good game content for the next year. It looks like there'll be something worthy to jump onto your console for each week, probably until, yeah, like the next E3 rolls around. Which I hope I can actually go to next time. Seriously, I miss the vibe and fun of that show, especially just catching up with friends and the like. So all in all, good E3 presentations. Okay, let's head back into some music. From the mean streets of Sweden. Okay, actually here it's really nice over there. One of our friends, Diana, who used to be on our show for Gamer Reaction, is now living in Sweden, and she says it's fucking awesome over there. But anyways, I'm losing my train of thought. From Sweden are a band called The Scrags. After taking over the possibly nicer realms of Canada, these punk rockers locked themselves in a recording studio, and their latest album, Anything, is the end result, which you can get in stores this Friday. From Anything, here are The Scrags with Hole Again.
Friday night and I'm all alone again.
After all this
Papa Yamayumi with Bring It On from their 2011 release, Bring It. And the duo will be hitting Japanese TV screens once again with a new travel show called Puffy no Mimi Jigoku. It'll be great, you know, if someone like Crunchyroll would broadcast this, because they are very entertaining. If you ever go onto YouTube, look up their old variety show, Papa Papa Puffy. It is some really good shit. Now up next, we've got an oldie from one of the Japanese bands that got me to notice their punk scene. They were called the Spunks, and this song is from their sadly out of print, Born to be Mild. This is Tokyo Lone Wolf.
Sleep on the sheet, came up to seven.
From their debut EP, Thinking Sweet, that was Jubal with Sweet Dreams. Jubal had been going under the moniker of A.R. Kane, who are celebrating the 30th anniversary of their album 69, and this EP is a sort of revisit of the sound from that record. As a kid, one of my all-time favorite comics was Sam Keith's The Max. The story of a homeless superhero with claws for middle fingers was not just a comic book staple for me, but its animated series, as part of MTV's Oddities, first showed me that you could tell mature stories in animated form. Some people remember this series, others don't, which is a shame because it's a definite must-read. In fact, I love the Max so much that I actually have a statue of him on my dresser, and I am staring at him as I record this segment. So imagine my surprise when this past week, IDW Publishing and Warner Brothers announced that The Max is coming back in a very big way. Well, not Warner Brothers, DC Comics. But anyways, this September, The Max will be going mano a mano with the Dark Knight himself, Batman, in a five-part miniseries entitled Arkham Dreams. The story will have The Max as Arkham's newest patient, as Gotham and Pangea merge to become one. And the only way for Batman to bring everything back to normal is to join the Max in a journey through the psyche of all of his villains. And needless to say, this is going to be one hell of a freaky vibe. Now, this isn't Sam Keith's first ride with Batman, as he penned the critically acclaimed Arkham Asylum Madness a while back, so he knows how the world of Gotham City works. What I'm curious to know is if we'll be seeing other characters from the Max's past show up. Will we have, like, Julie Winters and Sarah interning for Bruce Wayne? Could Scarecrow and Mr. Gone pair up to bring forth one hell of a mindfuck for Batman and the Max? Could Harley Quinn, find some usage with an Iz by her side? And what if Iago the Slug, perhaps he and Killer Croc, can wreak havoc in the Gotham sewers? This is all speculation, of course. But from the mind of someone who fucking loves the Max, I am so stoked that this is actually happening. Oh, maybe he can one day be like a bonus character for the Injustice video game franchise in the near future. Or even better, this could lead to a full-blown return in a new comic series. I'm just simply stoked that one of my all-time favorite comic book heroes is coming back, and the fact that it's happening very soon is making me eager to dive into the first issue. And DC Comics has been on a roll with surprise crossovers, with the Batman Elmer Fudd special being one of the most jaw-dropping comics I've ever read. Seriously, if you can find it, be it in print form or digital form, find the Batman Elmer Fudd comic. It is fucking amazing. Hopefully, when the Brer Rabbit and the Bats come face to face, we're going to have one hell of an adventure on our hands. Again, I am, like, excited about this. Like, the Max is one of my all-time favorite superheroes. The MTV cartoon was one of my all-time favorites. It still is one of the best cartoons ever made. So, hopefully this is going to lead to something really big in the near future. Right now, we're going to spin a song from J-pop and voice actress trio Trisail, as they have returned with a new single which is being used as the new opening theme to the anime Beatless. This is True.
君
細くて優しい星の君飾りが繋いだ夜空を
From the album Come Together, that was The Birthday with Hoshino Kubikazare. The Yusuke Chiba-fronted band will be doing an extended tour in Japan throughout October and November. So if you find yourselves planning a visit overseas, you may get a chance to catch them on stage. Now, one of my favorite vocalists has finally unleashed her latest album, the lovely Nico Case. She has been very busy these last few years with the work in The New Pornographers and with the collaborative album she did with Katie Lang and Laura Veers. But this new album is all her, as she puts her fire and essence into the recording. And considering that she recently had a big loss with her Vermont farm burning down, it feels like this was a great way to let out all of that rage. And the end result is Hell On, which currently stands as one of the best records of 2018. Hell On, here's Nico Case with Dirty Diamond.
Found these in a box at the bus stop. My name's at the bottom, but I'm nowhere to be found. I really get around, they say. So I take these sightless creatures home, and I fear them so to tremble. For I'm no mother, I some random defender. I remember running chest high in the step grass at the dawn of man when we got lost. I remember running chest high in the step grass at the dawn. Got it all. We raced along the ground. I chased it out of town. The sun's the meanest, easy target that I know. We played a tender game of kissing cobra tag. We slept astride our horses, tied fast in their manes. My friend would touch my face. Or two, these love constellations of our wild language. What drove the sun away? I'm far too small to know. A gas that's winter marches on and found in days. What can I tell you now? It's better way along the canal. Draw mosquito clouds from the dens of hot tides for miles. Draw mosquito clouds. At the dawn of night, I remember running chest high in the step grass. At the dawn of night, when we got along. Oh, petroleum, you're the top predator. According to your anthem, oh petroleum, you're the top predator now. And I am just as I wonder, the diamond, some random defender. I sold my flesh that I might die, so the world will spin and my cubs won't cry. I've to be the sun for them, all petroleum. Oh, beautiful. So am I.
From their Azzurro no Rhapsody record, that was Fana with Genzaichi. The band recently released their latest album, World Atlas, which is another wonderful record to come out this year. I highly recommend grabbing it. You know, it's been a while since Adult Swim and Toonami attempted to bring some anime comedy into their realm. Not since the days of Shin-chan and Super Milk-chan have we seen any sort of attempt to showcase humor from overseas. And there was word that they'd be doing just that in the near future. So which anime comedy were they going to showcase? Would it be maybe the premiere of the Mr. Osomatsu dub? Maybe Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid? Or even try their hand at ecchi comedy like Monster Musume? No, they went with fucking Pop Team Epic. Now, I talk a bit about this on the upcoming Wicked Anime Podcast episode that airs this Thursday, but my god, what the holy fuck was Toonami thinking? Pop Team Epic is legit the worst anime of 2018. I don't care if you like it for the memes or the randomness, this show is just horrible. Imagine if you took, like, Tim and Eric's awesome show Great Job, and you removed all the good stuff, and you left the uncomfortably awful ones. That's Pop Team Epic. It's a show that literally labeled itself as a shit anime, and it is one. There's no irony in that label. It's fact, and they know it's horrible. Initially, I was gonna give it a chance to see if, you know, maybe the dub would have changed anything. And turns out from the trailer they showed during an episode of Dragon Ball Super, they changed jack shit. Same dumb bits, now in English. Funimation could have easily rewrote the show with their own kind of wackiness, just like what they do with some of the Shin-Chan episodes. But they took the lazy route. And man, do I hate it when dubs just take the easy route. It's 2018, not 2003. Give it the old Boy Scout try, or don't even fucking bother with it. You know what bothers me most? They dubbed Pop Team Epic, but they didn't even try to dub Nichijo, whose comedy is vast superior. On top of that, Nichijo has far better meme-worthy moments. Seriously, I know this show aired back in 2011, but it's still one of the funniest anime around. Yeah, some jokes will go over your head, but less so than what Pop Team Epic delivers each episode. I know I shouldn't judge anyone for their taste, but if you really, actually, unironically like Pop Team Epic, then I really don't trust your judgment on anything. My only hope is that this could bring other anime comedy to Toonami and Adult Swim. Stuff like Hinamatsuri, Sergeant Frog, My Bride is a Mermaid, High School DxD, something that's actually good. Not god-awful garbage. Please, Toonami, don't screw up the opportunity to show off anime comedy by presenting the shit that Pop Team Epic spews throughout its runtime. Present a far better comedy from Japan, and maybe you'll actually get those wheels turning forward instead of backwards. You know, I will say that there is one aspect of Pop Team Epic that I do legit like, and it's the theme song, which I'm actually going to play for you right now so you don't have to bother checking it for yourself by watching one of the episodes. It's a really good song, which is a shame that it's associated with a series like this. Here is Sumire Uesaka with Pop Team Epic.
Bye.
on their newest EP, Wait Out, that was A Shoreline Dream with New York, which will be in stores on July 6th. This EP was primarily inspired by the band's home turf of Barnum, Colorado, of which P.T. Barnum got his influence to create his now infamous circus show. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-Pop, Anime, and Video Games Amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from The Scrags made by High Violet PR and Plugging, and Jubal and A Shoreline Dream were made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Palm Ghost for taking part in last week's Shameless Tuesdays. Be sure to grab their album Architecture in stores wherever music is sold. This Thursday, be sure to check out the next episode of Wicked Anime on the Nerdy Show Network, where it's just one wild tangent after another. What does that mean? Well, you'll have to listen to find out in just a couple of days. And speaking of Wicked Anime, the Fleming Brothers will be joining us for our upcoming 200th episode. We'll be playing all the songs that we played on our first radio show back on July 11, 2006. The J-pop ones specifically, many bands of which we still play on our program to this very day. I do hope it'll be something special, currently working on topics that I'll be bringing to the table. But anyways, our final song for today comes to us from Man on a Mission, who just released their latest album, Chasing the Horizon. From that record is something that I'm sure the likes of All Might and Midoriya would fist pump to. It's My Hero. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Hit me on the ground, hit me on the ground. Shinji Okori, the name of Kachi Ari, Super Seven.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.